Babakami Yerushalmi, corresponding to Babakami Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amud Beis, on the fifth line, Biska. Biska, Nechosim Shehein, Shel B'nei Bris. Mishnah taught about the property of B'nei Bris. But, L'shor Yisrael Shenogach, L'shor Shel Akam, this excludes a Yisrael's ox that gored a Gentile's ox. Nechosim Yerchadim, and the Mishnah said distinctive property. Balaim lichsei hefker, and this excludes hefker, ownerless property. Chutz meshus miyuchedus lemazik, and the Mishnah said except for premises exclusively to the damager. Shiupata noegim hein brushus anizek v'amazik. There he is exempt, but payment for damage applies in joint premises of the victim and the damager. Am Rabbi Yomia ilu tana chutz meshus miyuchedus lemazik. Rabbi said that had the Tana taught except to premises exclusively to the damager and no more, I would have said that the same applies to a joint chotzer of the damager and the victim, and a chotzer that is not of both of them would be liable. Why did the Tana say that payment for damage applies in the premises of the victim and the damager? And as there, Shem Echinam, Ba'ashel, Noise Socher, Ba'aseich, rather, this refers to a Shem Echinam, a borrower, a Shem Echinam, and a renter. Amra B'yosi, Mekim, the Tana, Chutz, Moshe, Sam Yochedes, Namazik, Einan, Yodim, Shein, Nogim, Moshe, Sam Nizak, Ba'amazik, Vanan, Tana, Nogim, Hein, Moshe, Sam Nizak, Ba'amazik. B'yosi asked, since the Tana taught, except the premises exclusively to the damager, don't we know that it applies in the premises of the victim and the damager? Why did he teach it applies in the premises of the victim and the damager? Elohitzi chalsa chain a shoshneim, rather it's to exclude a chalsa that's not of both of them, rather of a third party.